It's the new Hot 107 now, Philly's hot station for hip-hop and R&B. A lot of stir has been going on because the Philadelphia School District needs $50 million to open up. On the line right now, we have Superintendent Dr. William Hite. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, everyone wants to know, they're saying schools may not open up on time without extra funding. Can you break down what needs to happen for the schools to open up?
Yes. So we need individuals in school who can watch children in the cafeteria, who can watch them in the hallways, who could provide discipline for students. Those are assistant principals who can provide guidance services for students. We need trash picked up every day. We need supplies in terms of instructional materials and books. And that $50 million provides the resources for us to have what we believe is a functional school. We still don't think it's sufficient for the type of school we want here in Philadelphia, but at least we could get to a place where we could open and I could assure parents and families and children that they would be safe and in a favorable learning environment.
On the line, we have Superintendent Dr. William Hite. Dr. William Hite, they're saying 136,000 students in Philadelphia will be affected if the schools don't open up. If you're not able to get the $50 million, what's, I guess, the cutoff date?
Yeah, we put next Friday, and I believe it's the 16th.
Okay.
That is the date, and there's a reason why that's the date. It's not to put anyone on notice, but it just takes us about 2 weeks to recall individuals. This $50 million would translate to about 1,000 positions. And those 1,000 positions are they perform the functions that I talked about earlier. And so it takes us 2 weeks to do that, and those 2 weeks put us right up to the beginning of the school year. If we don't know by next Friday, it's not likely that we could have a normal school opening on September 9th because it takes a while to process individuals coming back and getting into their schools and getting those schools ready to receive children.
Dr. William Hite, if you don't receive the $50 million by August 16th, what will the school schedule look like?
And we're analyzing many different options for that.
Okay.
One could be a delayed opening, which means we could delay another week or maybe even 2 weeks. We could do a partial opening, which means that we only open certain types of schools.
Okay.
Like maybe we only open elementary schools, or we could go to a half-day schedule where some children are coming in the morning, some children are coming in the afternoon. All of those are options that we're currently analyzing to determine how we could utilize the staff that we have now in order to provide an appropriate learning environment for students.
Dr. William Hite, Superintendent of Philadelphia Public Schools, on the line on the QDZ show. Dr. William Hite, I wanted to know, if I'm a parent right now and I feel helpless, what can I do to get this money for my kids to go to school?
Yeah, and it's a shame that we're actually having a conversation about the helplessness of parents and families and students. And because we feel like there was some action taken in Harrisburg, and although we didn't get everything that we requested, we did have access to some monies that have not been made available yet. The $50 million is one example of that.
Okay.
And we're waiting for some assurance from city council, the mayor, or both that $50 million will be made available so that we can begin utilizing those funds to return critical staff. So my encouragement is for any of the parents to make sure they're voicing their frustration about the lack of movement or the access to the $50 million. And we want to encourage everyone that this is urgent, that this needs to happen quickly, and that we need a mechanism for making sure we have those monies accessible.
I've been watching the news and I've been watching the story. So because parents, they're upset. Everyone's upset. You know, they already feel like public schools in Philadelphia, you know, you're at a disadvantage. Some parents feel this way. If I'm a parent, do I have to go down to City Hall and talk to the mayor? Do we have to go talk to the city council?
Well, I think and I want to also say this. I want to say that both the mayor and city council are actively working to resolve this issue. And so it's not like they're sitting and not doing anything. nor is it like we just, nor did we just start or begin having these conversations. So they've been talking about that a while. And I do think that one thing that's really important is that for parents to continue to prepare their students for the opening of school. We want to make sure students are still excited about schools whenever they are slated to open. They should continue to provide or look through the summer reading list, attend the libraries, get students prepared for all of the things they would need to return. The urgency is around access to these dollars within the next week or so that we can begin preparing. I think it's also really important to understand that I'm convinced that we will fix this problem, and that both city council and the mayor will hopefully soon come out with the means or mechanism in order to resolve this. And so at some point this will be fixed. At some point students will return to school. It is really just important to make sure that students remain prepared to begin school sometime in September, even if they're delayed.
Well, thank you very much, Superintendent Dr. William Hite from the Philadelphia Public School System. Anything you want to, you know, come on the QDZ show and let our parents know and let our students know, you know, the door is open, literally.
No, I'd really appreciate that, and I appreciate you giving me some time to talk about what I think is extremely important. That's the education of all of the young people here in Philadelphia.
Definitely. Well, thank you for calling the QDZ show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.